adaptation for Lorenzo Tejeda, Lorenzo. Last name is Tejeda, T like Tom, E, J like Japan, EDA. Date of birth is January 9, 1963. Date of accident is 1/22/2021. Date of service is 6/29/2023. Mr. Lorenzo Tejeda comes with a severe pain in the right side of the trapezius muscle with severe spasm when he woke up with the multiple trigger points. He also reports that he's undergoing an EMG at the Garden City Hospital. Yes, and he just had it yesterday. His right arm is extremely weak due to the issues in the neck that were found on the MRI, and he also cannot go to sleep. The MRI that were done showed a herniated disc at C2-3, indenting the thecal sac with also associated facet and uncovertible joint arthropathy, leading to right foramen narrowing. C3-C4, there is a disc osteophyte complex and bilateral facet and uncovertible joint arthropathy. C4-5, also there is a disc osteophyte complex indenting the thecal sac with bilateral facet and uncovertible joint arthropathy. And C5-6, there is a disc osteophyte complex indenting the thecal sac, flattening the ventral spinal cord, and left is greater than the right uncovertible joint arthropathy. And in C7 and T1, there is a disc protrusion indenting the thecal sac and with a slight anterior translation. This MRI was done on 2/7/2021, immediately after the accident. The patient has been referred to Dr. Mohan, who is handling the day-to-day care except the pain management part. The patient does report extreme pain in his neck, right arm, as well as in the left knee, both shoulders, both elbows, as a result of the automobile accident that occurred on 1/21/2021. During this accident, he was injured in front of his house when a car came from behind and lift his car all the way up in the air at a high speed, leading to loss of consciousness, headaches, and symptoms of TBI, like ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, focus problem that exist even today. The pain level is between 7-10, and ADLs are affected at 7 at this time, with occasional radiation to the right arm and right leg. This patient does report improvement in the ADLs when he is utilizing pain medication that helps him able to sleep. In the ADLs, patient reports that work is affected 9, and general activity, walking ability, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Mood and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, please utilize the records, and so is additional history and substance abuse and compliance history for further records. The patient points out at a severe pain at the right trapezius muscle, upper and middle part, where two trigger points are noticed. There are reproducible tenderness, and he requests injection. He woke up with this pain that has been bothering him. In the physical examination, please mention that his blood pressure is 146/101, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 1, 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visits, which is on 6/1/2023, dictation number 0602-060. Please make sure that in the musculature examination, we mentioned that there is a severe spasm of the right trapezius muscle in its entirety, and there are trigger points noticed in the upper part of the trapezius muscle at the junction of the neck to the shoulder, and they are reproducible tenderness. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to provide an injection of Marcaine with the steroid, dexamethasone, to the two trigger points that have been found. His maps have been reviewed, the labs are reviewed. The patient has been on a narcotic for some time, He had been provided with another course of Narco 10/325, 30 tablets to control some pain. Physical therapy is continuing at PT Southfield. He never made it there, and his disability continues in the group. His disability continues as unable to work and household replacement transportation. He's continuing on Mobic, Flexeril, Elavil, and Lidocaine gel in addition. Patient will continue seeing Dr. Mohan, neurosurgery, and then neurology. An EMG report has not been obtained. We'll look into that, as well as chiropractic care with Dr. Mustafa, which is continuing. A neurocon study for brain trauma was ordered that needs to be done, and neuropsych evaluation has been done. At this time, we'll wait for EMG report and Dr. Mohan's moving forward with surgical plan. Thank you very much. The procedure for our trigger points is as follows. The trigger points were identified upon the complaint of the patient. They are located in the upper part of the fibers of right trapezius muscle with severe tenderness, rebound, reproducible, and it is the area where some relief can be obtained by injection of the lidocaine with the steroid. And the procedure was done as follows. The patient was placed on a stool with fully exposed. The area was identified and was cleaned with alcohol, 90%, and betadine. And the injection of 3 cc of dexamethasone with morphine was placed into each trigger point without any complications. The entire needle was withdrawn and the band-aid was applied. Patient did report relief of the pain. Thank you so much. We'll be seen in 30 days' time.